The Magpie Kitten, Part 1, Mrs. B. Number of Cats, 4. I have nicknamed Buggles the Magpie Kitten, after a recent series of thefts, of rather odd objects, I might add. It all started when I, getting a bit frantic in the kitchen, dropped my oven gloves on the floor. Before I had time to pick them up, to take them to the wash basket, okay, not to use, Buggles ran off with them. Believe me, the sight of a small kitten fleeing with bulky oven gloves trailing out of his little mouth is a comical one, even when your cake is burning. Since then, there have been various thefts. Buggles steals tea towels if he can reach them, or they come within his grasp once you've picked him up. He has a particular desire for pocket tissues, and will actually run away with a full packet if he can. If these aren't ripe for the picking, he will steal individual tissues, chewing and scratching at them, but, for the most part, leaving them intact. The strangest theft happened last night. We have a box of charity sweets at work. You pay £1 for a bag of them, and a certain amount of the money goes to a good cause. I have a rather sweet tooth, and my husband had brought home a bag of blackjacks for me. By the end of the weekend, there weren't many left, just 2 or 3, and I left them wrapped up in the bag next to my monitor when we went out. When we came home, I discovered to my utter dismay that there was just an empty bag on the floor. I was panic-stricken. I could only imagine what damage blackjacks would do to the tummies of little kittens. After all, where Buggles leads, his little brother Charlie often follows. My husband consoled me that even if the kittens had chewed them, they wouldn't have been able to get the wrappers off. But I was not to be appeased. Finally, after some frantic searching, I found them. Buggles had squirreled them away in his favourite hiding place, the cat camouflage tunnel. I don't know why I didn't look there in the first place. Well, this episode certainly taught me one thing. I will never underestimate the length to which the magpie kitten will go in order to add new items to his ever-growing list of unusual items I have stolen. Bless him. Mr. B. As a kitten, Buggles was training to acquire contraband for Charlie's plans of global dominion. Oven gloves and tea towels were items that Buggles thought might be useful in tactical warfare. I'm not sure in what capacity, but cats don't think as we do. A bit like Sean Connery's Irish accent in The Untouchables. It's best not to ask, really. Incidentally, the camouflage tunnel has, thankfully, ceased to be. This is something of a relief. We used to have the police knock on our door whenever museum artifacts had gone missing. They wanted to question the magpie kitten, but Charlie always provided him with an iron-tight alibi. The Magpie Kitten, Part 2, Mrs. B. Number of Cats, 4. Since the frightening moment last week, when I came home to find an empty packet of blackjacks, the incident has been preying on my mind a little. After all, I was convinced there were 3 sweets in the pack, and not 2. Nonetheless, we had hunted high and low in vain, and I couldn't swear to it that there were definitely 3. So, eventually, I assumed I was wrong. The 2 sweets we did recover had long since been confined to the bin, so I believed the incident to be over. Today, however, I was vacuuming and decided to move all of the furniture and the rug in order to do a really thorough job. All was going well until I spotted a big black stain on the carpet. You guessed it, the remnants of the missing blackjack. Somehow, Buggles had managed to get the sweet under the rug, where it had lain for days. A combination of heat and the pressure of feet had turned it into a tar-like substance. On our beige carpet! We are endeavouring to clean the carpet, little by little, but we're making slow progress. Still, as my lovely husband points out, at least we can always put the rug back over it. You have to expect these things when you have a magpie kitten, after all. Mr. B. As you can see, my wife always thinks the best of our cats. Clearly the remnants of the blackjack were the result of Charlie having it melted down, as you would with gold or jewellery. What he was hoping to use the remnants of a sticky sweet for is anyone's guess, but he may have assumed it could be an alternative fuel for the tanks he keeps at the back of the house. Alternatively, he may have planned to create an effigy of himself in chewy blackjack. Charlie is, after all, an egotistical maniac. His words, not mine.